Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This is going to be an ongoing series. We're going to be teaching about, is it okay for a Christian to sin? This is a teaching we've done, so we're going to just do parts of it each day. If you would like it in its entirety, at the end of this, you'll be able to get a phone number and an address where you can call and get it in its entirety. We send them free and postpaid. So praise the Lord Jesus as you listen today. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
You know, that's why I had to make a decision here recently. I'm not going to expect anything of anybody. But you know, I haven't been able to do that. I'm serious. If you don't expect anything of anybody, then you can never be offended. If you don't expect anything, if your daughter walks in and reads you the riot act, if you're not expecting anything, you won't get upset, will you? But if you expect more than that, you're going to get upset. You know, how many of you know it's very difficult to go where I'm trying to tell you I'm trying to go? I have not obtained it yet. But God tells me to go there. He says, receive no offenses. Is that a hard place to go? Yeah. Because we expect people to do things according to our standards or what we think. But he says we are to have no sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So we know from the time we were born until we got born again, we all sinned. If we can, First John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now then, my honey bunny's favorite verse is, He puts my sin as far as the east is from the west and never to remember them no more. So if that verse is true and Cheryl confessed her sins last night or this morning or whenever, then how many sins is in her life right now? None. She's clean and pure. So if you've confessed your sins, how many sins do you have in your life right now? You're clean and pure. Now, are you to go sin anymore? No. Absolutely not. You're not. I mean, we got 1 John 1:9, if we sin, right? But it's not there so we can sin. It's there that when we let the flesh cause us to mess up or when the devil gets into our life, and between the devil and the flesh, you got a real battle to fight. Don't we, Keith? We know where we're coming from. Me and him both had these kind of problems all of our life. And I got a feeling, since we live in this flesh, we're going to have to fight this battle as long as we live. Don't you think so? It's unfortunate. But that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to overcome this beast we live in. We're trying to kill it. If we say that we have not sinned, we have made him a liar, and his word is not in us. So everybody has sinned. Okay, so we know we have been sinners in the past. By little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. Now see, here we come to a new place, don't we? Here we're children of God. And he says, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. Is it okay for a Christian to sin, Pat? No, we're not supposed to sin, are we? He's writing these things to us to let us know we are not to sin. Under no conditions. And if any man sin, and if any man sin, I mean, if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ. But should you have to go to Him every day to repent of your sin? No. You can walk without sin. Now then, even somebody came back and told me that Jesse DePlantis said the other day over there, and he's a member of the Kenneth Copeland deal. He said, you know, I don't care what anybody says. I believe with all my heart I've finally reached a place where I can go through a whole day without sinning. Well, praise God. That's where we all should be, right? I mean, I don't want to go to a convention where the pastors are sitting up there saying, I'm just an unworthy sinner. I sin all day, every day, and he's standing up there teaching me the Word. I don't want to hear that. Because that doesn't line up with the Word, does it? No. If we sin, but we're not supposed to sin. These things I write to you, my little children, that you sin not. Is it okay for a Christian to sin? No, absolutely not. Do we probably sin far more times than we should? Yes. When we do have the advocate with the Father. We can come through Jesus Christ and we can confess our sin. But from the time you sin until you confess that sin, you've opened the door to the demonic world. You fell from grace. You're back under the law, and the devil has a legal right to run and hit you. And I'm going to tell you, he'll make you sick. Now, some of you, there's probably not very much spiritual activity going on around you at this point. You know why? Because some of you are no threat to the kingdom. Amen. A kingdom of hell. You're living in sin anyway. The devil's got you right where he wants you. So there's very little spiritual activity. He sent a couple of little medium demons to you. You know. But if you take some of you men and women in here that I know, that you're doing everything you can to walk holy before God. I mean, you learned how to pray the prayers of faith. I mean, you're going back to your Methodist church, your Pentecostal church, or your Baptist church. And when somebody says, well, gee, Brother John said he's sick, and you jump up and say, well, let's come to front, let's get on our face, and everybody repent of your sins, and let's cast them devils out of Brother John. Well, what kind of a crazy guy are you? We throw you out of church for teaching them kind of things. It's not a sad state of affairs. Get thrown out of church for praying. Raise your hand and pray. Oh, God, Lord, we believe you're the healer. And they say, whoa, wait a minute, this guy. Let me tell you, those kind of people, there's some spiritual activity going on around you. Them demons of hell are there to watch over you. God's got his angels there to watch over you. Because there's a spiritual battle going on. That devil knows you're a threat to the kingdom. And that to his kingdom, and he don't want you to do nothing. So he is watching over you closely. I mean, I can just see it now walking down the street. Here goes a guy down the street, maybe one little tiny demon and one little bitty tiny angel following along beside him, or maybe no angels at all. And there's another one over here, two or three demons. But the demons are kind of laughing and joking, cutting up things. He know he ain't no threat. They got him right where they want him. But all of a sudden, here's some guy down the sidewalk. Praise the Lord. Anybody in this place know Jesus? Glory to God. Let me talk to you about Jesus. Ooh, there is demons and angels. I mean, there's an activity going on. There's a cloud around that guy. You know where I'm coming from? Them demons said, let me get through to him. Let me shut him up. And them angels said, boy, ain't no way you go. Back off, boys. Back off. Them angels. There's a war going on right there. You know it? You're a tremendous threat to the kingdom. This guy's going down the street doing what God said. He's rejoicing. And again, I say rejoice. Let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you the best thing that ever happened to me. Woo! You're sick. Let me pray for you. Let me kick that devil out of you and Jesus will heal you right now. Woo! The people on the sidewalk saying, this guy's nuts. Lock him up. But that's where you're going to have to go. No sin. Walk holy before God. No sin. Now then, let's go to a place that couldn't be any clearer. Let's go to Romans 6. Actually, I'm going to start in Romans 5. Romans 5 and Romans 6. This, if you don't get it here, you're really, really got a problem. Because Paul don't just say it once or twice in here. But Romans chapter 5, starting with verse 8. Romans 5:8, but God commandeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's good news for me. I believe I was just like you at one time. I was absolutely, as far as God's concerned, I was a wicked sinner. Although I was raised up in a good Christian home, went to church all my life. I mean, I never got involved in drugs, alcohol, nicotine, none of that junk that the world lives in. Sexual sins, all that stuff. Never got involved in all that stuff. You know, I was a pretty clean cut kid at home. Thank God that I was raised in a home like that. That mother loved us. She didn't scream and whip us, and only dad spanked us when we really needed it. And I didn't get very many spankings because it didn't take long with that razor trip. I learned I didn't want no more of that thing. You know, that hurt. That thing hurt. So you learn pretty quick. You know, I mean, you just think about the fear of daddy, so you quit sinning. Well, pretty easy. So praise God. But anyway, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more, being reconciled, we should be saved by His life. Okay. So if that's true, now then we get saved. God is such a merciful and gracious God. It's okay that if He loved us enough while we were yet wicked sinners, and He saved us through all this, now He saved us, it's just okay to go out and do anything you want to do. It's God understands. Oh, you don't agree with that? I was taught those kind of things. So what is wrong with this? I guess I didn't read far enough. As you go on down through these scriptures, you'll see here what he's talking about, how by one man's offense sin entered the world, and so on and so forth. And then we come to a very, very powerful verse in verse 17. And I've made a complete teaching on one of our teachings, how to reign. And that 90-minute tape has revolved around this one verse. And I go all over the Word of God and get scriptures to confirm what I say here. For if by one man's offense death reigned. You know what that was? That's when Adam sinned. Death came in to all mankind because of Adam's sin. So by one man's offense, death reigned. By one. Much more, they, that's supposed to be us, the Christians, they which receive abundance of grace, which is Christ, and of the gift of righteousness, shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. So right there you see that if you will receive this abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and if you'll walk in obedience to it, and you'll be an obedient child, just like he said over there in 2 Timothy a while ago, if you will purify yourself from all sin, all iniquity, walk holy before God, then you will be a vessel unto honor that the King will use for His service. People say, man, I would love to hear God answer my prayer. No problem. Purify yourself from sin. Start putting Him first in everything you do. Read His Word and study and do everything He says to do in His Word. And I guarantee you, when you straighten your act up and start walking holy before God, He will start using you mightily. Somebody say, okay, I'm going to walk holy tonight and I want to see Him raise the dead tomorrow. Let me tell you, it don't work like that. I've only seen one person raised from the dead in my entire life. Only one. I had a preacher here a while back say, when's the last time you saw somebody raised from the dead? He was talking about some of these things, and I started to jump up in that Baptist church and say, I saw one.
Praise the Lord. We'll have to stop right there today with the teaching, but we'll continue tomorrow. So we invite you to give us a call if you'd like this teaching in its entirety, free and postpaid. We send out everything free and postpaid. Give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there go to free media, and you can fill out an order form, and you can order anything you like there, free and postpaid. We'll send it to you. And remember, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the only Lord and only God. So whatever you do, serve Jesus, the King. Praise the Lord.